Dear listeners, Saitam, we now bring you part 2 of our program Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. Today's episode was first aired on 8th May 2014 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Through the mother, Bhagwan communicated the ideals of Indian womanhood.
Very true, Bishu.
And in fact, I remember there was this occasion where we did an article on a painting of Mother Ishwaramma that our Sai brother Madhusudan Rao Naidu had once drawn. This happened in Vrindavan in 2003.
Oh.
And he had drawn two life-size portraits of Mother Ishwaramma and Bhagwan's father, Pedda Venkamma Raju.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. And Swami liked the portraits and they were inside Trai Vrindavan. And one afternoon, Swami calls him. And Swami very curiously looks at the photograph and then he tells Madhu, "Hey boy, why is Ishwaramma not smiling in this picture?" Swami says, "She used to be always smiling and happy."
Oh my God.
And then Bhagwan draws the attention of Madhu to the plain sari of the mother. And then Swami says, "She was a very simple lady. See, she was always content wearing the simplest of clothes."
From a portrait, Swami is actually deriving so many qualities
yes.
of hers.
Not only that. Then Swami looks at her feet and then Swami says, "See, her feet are not seen because they are covered by the sari. She was a very shy woman and she would never let anyone see her feet."
So beautiful.
And then Swami said, "See, only one hand of Mother Ishwaramma is seen because the sari has covered the other hand. See how she covers herself completely."
So wonderful.
And then Swami pointed to his own body and said, "See, even I don't like to show my feet. That's why I cover myself completely. I wear a close neck and full sleeved robe so that my body is not revealed to others." And then, you know, Swami in a chuckles and he says that, you know, "I would actually want to even cover my face." Swami was driving home that lesson straight, you know, that what one wears reflects one's self-respect.
Swami tells, "Kattu, bottu, juttu."
Yes.
The way you drape your sari, kattu, bottu is the bindi you put on your forehead.
Yes.
Juttu is the
hair.
Hair.
How you wear
how
your
you
hair.
How you mat. Yeah. How you tie your hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. You mentioned about bottu. In that portrait, there was this red vermilion spot, you know,
oh.
all Hindu women wear. And Swami pointed to that and Swami said, "See, she was very pious. She was very virtuous." Then there was also something that she was wearing on the neck. And it seemed like a gold chain.
Mm.
Okay, but actually it was not. It was a turmeric speared sacred thread.
You know, yeah, Indian women usually wear.
Which married Hindu women wear.
Yeah.
And you know, Swami didn't fail to notice that. And Swami said, "See, she never liked wearing gold ornaments. She was always happy with the sacred turmeric thread." And then Swami looked at the bangles that were there on her arm and wrist, and they were glass bangles. And Swami said, "See, she never liked thick ornaments to show off. She was so
intricate."
Yes.
So intricate.
So, you know, from that portrait, he was continuously deriving so many lessons that he wanted to impart to all of us through that beautiful conversation that he had with Madhu.
Oh my God.
So and then, you know, really nothing goes unnoticed by Swami. Because there was this small green spot on her forearm.
Hmm.
And Swami informed that it was pacha.
Pacha. Ah, pacha. Yeah.
It's a traditional tattoo.
Yeah, in Telugu they call pacha.
Mm. Which village women, village people, they have
it.
As a tradition. So like this. I mean, whenever someone talks about Indian womanhood, no, this scene always keeps going in my mind. You know?
Very true. And I remember, like, usually in any song, you adore, extol, admire Swami and his qualities. There is one line in Burakatha which I never understood for a long time. Mm-hmm. I used to argue with sir.
Mm-hmm.
నిన్ను తల్లిగా పొందిన మాసాయి ఎంత అదృష్టవంతుడో అమ్మ. మీన్స్ యూజువల్లీ వాట్ వి సే, ఓ మదర్ ఈశ్వరమ్మ హౌ లక్కీ యు ఆర్ దట్ యు గాట్ స్వామి యాజ్ యువర్ సన్. హియర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రిటర్న్ బై సర్ సేయింగ్ దట్ హౌ లక్కీ యు ఆర్ స్వామి టు గెట్ ఎ మదర్ లైక్ ఈశ్వరమ్మ.
Oh my god,
it's like ulta. So then he said,
it's like God, you know, God is all the time looking for the dear devotee, one devotee, Swami says.
No? Yes, exactly.
Like God is lucky to find one soul whom he can really confer that blessing of being a mother.
Very true, because after Burakatha we have performed many discourses, because now get a chance to hear. Yes. Opportunity there, you can make out actually Swami meant it. Swami actually meant it. He himself said in many discourses saying that it is like we both live for each other. I have chosen and she has chosen me. Wow. It's like both ways it is true.
Yes. And I think that is the reason why, you know, Swami would do anything to make her happy, to keep her happy.
Very true.
And Ratanlal Amma used to say that how, you know, just like all grandmothers have this weakness to do something for the grandchildren. They love to see their grandchildren happy. And Swami knew that mother never asked anything for herself.
Yes.
So what Swami would do is Swami would often send her to the city along with all her grandchildren. And she, you know, he would send an escort and he would say, give her money. And she would say, you know, you go and buy things for your grandchildren, whatever you want. You know, you take them there, feed them, you know, make them happy. And that is the only thing which sort of, you know, gave her so much of happiness. But more than this, what gave her maximum satisfaction, which Ratanlal Lama said, is when heeding to her request, Swami elevated the suffering of some distressed devotee, you know, some ailing person, someone who had come with a problem to Prashanti and unable to, you know, access, unable to present
himself or herself
in front of Bhagwan.
Yeah.
And she would take up the case and if Swami, you know, did something, that is the most satisfying thing for her.
I think that is still working out now for many devotees.
Even now.
They just go to the Samadhi of Ishwaram, Amma, this is what is happening. And
yes.
They find instantaneous solution.
Wow. Amazing. Actually, after speaking to Ratanlal Amma, I had the chance to also speak to B.V. Raman Rao Garu. You know.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
He's the editor, current editor of Sanatan Sarthi, but you know, he's again like Ratanlal Amma, he came to Bhagwan in the 60s, and I think for 50, 60 years they have done yeoman service to Bhagwan's mission. And he also had the chance to see mother, and in the later years also interact with mother. And when I spoke to him, this is the only thing, you know, he started with saying this thing, that the scene that is always fresh in her memory is how mother used to take up the cases of all those devotees, you know, who needed Bhagwan's love, who needed Bhagwan to intervene and, you know, solve the problems in their life.
She was always selfless.
Absolutely.
Selfless.
Absolutely. Let me play that clip for you, what Raman Rao sir said.
Yeah.
And then we'll go further.
Sairam sir. You are someone who came to Bhagwan way back in the 60s. And not only did you have since then amazing moments with Bhagwan, but you were also fortunate to watch Bhagwan's mother, to actually see Mother Ishwaramma and probably interact with her, probably see the relationship that Swami had with this chosen mother of the avatar. So what are your memories of Mother Ishwaramma?
See, frankly, my interaction with Mother Ishwaramma was very limited because there was no scope for any interaction because she was always surrounded by a number of ladies with their grievances, their general grievances to the ladies. So the Swami did not give them a tribute, Swami did not hear their grievances and all that. So she was more or less sort of a mouthpiece. She used to go and narrate to Swami, and Swami sometimes reluctantly, we used to be there. We used to hear Swami saying, you know, they always come and trouble you, go back to gesture. But finally he would agree and all right, you put them all in a line. This is the general. So all these people who did not have a true word, their own grievances and they had their own problems, Swami used to yield to some extent and ask her to finally put them in a particular place. And Swami gave me leave to go to them and then talk to them. And so Loma, whatever it is, all their problems, they come to them, whatever it is. So he had this certain, physically he may not be responsive, but in his heart of hearts, he is always a blessing guy. Whenever she tells about somebody, he immediately calls to tell her, all right, let her sit down there.
So if people went to Mother Isharama with their problems, so there was always a hope that if Mother Isharama takes their problem to Swami, then maybe Swami will listen to their voice.
Yes, it is really so.
So that was Raman Rao Garu. And as you heard, he said that mother was more or less the mouthpiece of all the troubled hearts in Prashantanilayam, and those who could not get Swami's attention for some reason and desperate to find a solution to their maladies, they would go to the mother and she would somehow present their pitiable conditions to Swami. And even though Bhagwan would appear disinclined to take recommendations from her, but he would always give her his ear.
My God.
He never gave her a deaf ear. Bhagwan. And Raman Rao Garu, he was sharing how it was actually sometimes a very difficult situation for Bhagwan, because Bhagwan had to do this tightrope walking, because he never wanted the world to feel that, you know, the access to him is through the mother.
Yeah.
You know, then the mother will become his secretary. So he didn't ever wanted to give that impression. At the same time, he never wanted to displease mother.
Yeah.
So more often than not, he would bless everyone mother brought.
Yeah.
But he'll pretend as if he's doing it reluctantly.
As though to please her. Okay, for your sake I'm doing. Otherwise.
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Ramanda, he was saying he has been a personal witness to so many instances like that. When a mother, you know, would come plead on a devotee's behalf and Swami would say, okay, all right, ask them. So I think that was the selflessness,
yeah,
of the mother.
And for dear listeners, Mr. Sir Raman Rao Garu is close to 90.
Yes, absolutely.
And he looks like somewhere like a 20-year-old boy. He walks with a stick and just he'll be ready to yes, hammer you if you do anything wrong.
Absolutely.
And like about mother's selflessness.
Yes.
Because I said in the initial starting that I prayed for the Burakatha to happen. After this Burakatha, first time when we performed Ishwaramas, usually I said that Swami, you talk to us for around 15-20 minutes and satisfy you completely. But this, after this one Burakatha in 2007 for the first time, he was very reluctant to give even Pad Namaskar.
Oh, you finished the Burakatha and he didn't
talk to Burakatha,
you.
Immediately he went to interview room. He came after 20 minutes. He said bhajans. After that, we are just pushing ourselves towards Swami to get Parnamaskar. Swami was so reluctant. He said, just sit down. Don't come.
Very unusual.
Very, very unusual. And you know, sir is an old devotee. So he was actually jotting down what went wrong, where went wrong, why Swami is displeased. Apparently Swami looks not happy. You made mistake. You didn't sing well. You didn't tell dialogue well. So I was like, oh my God, Swami, what we wanted to do is to offer the story to you so that the world knows about Mother Ishwarama. What we have done is she has given an opportunity and we could offer it to your feet. No, what Swami, what wrong did we do? Please show us the way. And again on 19th, nothing happened. After 19th darshan, I came back to hostel, went again to Ishwarama statue in the Ishwarama school and did 108.
Mm-hmm.
And next day is Ugadi. And I went to Mandir very early in the morning. There was supposed to be a drama on Shirdi Baba. I was doing Padakshina to Ganesha. Suddenly, one of the Swami's caretakers come out and say, Swami asked three of you to sit in front today. And Swami made it very particular. Three of you sit in the first line. Swami want to talk to you.
Awesome.
It was a shock for me. And I went and we three of us sat in the front and Swami gave a discourse. In the mid, towards the end of the discourse, 2007, 20th March, yeah, towards the end of the discourse, what is my dialogue and my co-partner's dialogue? Swami actually said the same dialogues. How we compared Mother Ishwaramma to Yashoda, how Subbamma to Devaki Amma,
yeah,
to Subbamma. Like those dialogues, print Swami actually could narrate. And at the end, Swami felicitated us. And then we understood, like when you pray to Mother sincerely and without selfishness, it is not for my sake. I just thought, Sir is an old devotee.
Yes.
Sir should not be displeased at the end of the thing because he has some concerns. If you really heard Swami, Swami would have felt, but that's why Swami didn't give you because he's seen Swami for the past 30 years.
Yes.
But at the end, again, Swami has profusely blessed him, completely suffused him with love.
Wow.
And then he sent him.
So Mother came to the rescue once again.
Yeah. Because she is so selfless, because I, reading her literature, I found that whenever devotees came from visitors or devotees who had come, first thing she would ask is, did you have food? Are you comfortable? Do you have good accommodation? And then she says, see, Swami is coming. Utilize this opportunity. Don't indulge yourself in unnecessary talk.
Uh-huh.
Do not waste time.
Oh, okay.
And then she used to tell, at what this point you got this opportunity to utilize it. Utilize it to its fullest. And her selflessness, if you want to really observe, it can be observed in summer courses in Vrindavan. There are people from across the world who used to participate summer course, but she used to have so much of concern for all these delegates and the students that they should get good food. They should be taken care fully by Swami properly.
I think those days summer course was an elaborate affair.
It's a 1 month affair.
Correct.
And she used to be so concerned about them. And can you believe it? Swami has dedicated Balvikas on her name.
Correct. Ishwarama Day is the Balvikas.
Yeah. On like 6th May 1983, in the discourse I came across, that Swami says this day is dedicated to Balvikas because of her noble intentions toward making a child a better child.
Yes.
So, wow. I have a clip actually, Swami telling about the selflessness of Mother Ishwaramma.
Okay, sure.
I will play for
them. Let us hear that, yeah.
Meer bhajan naipothane cheptunnaru.
You say after the bhajan,
loka samasta sukhino bhavantu ani,
that the whole world should be happy.
Kaani lokamanta sukhanga unda ippudu.
But when the whole world has to be happy, why shouldn't we give happiness to the world? So many people are coming. And she said, you have got to give them all happiness, Swami. I took her to Bangalore. We started the summer course. And all students from all over the world, they came there. It was not only our college. The children of all the colleges also could come.
వారికి క్లాసులు చెప్పి వారు సాయంకాల సమయం లోపల మంచి బోధన చేస్తుంటే.
So they were having classes and in the evening we would tell them such good things. She would smile with joy. When I
stood
to take my food, I would ask her, are you happy?
Swami,
what more joy
should we
have? When so many people in the world are procuring such happiness, she had a heart which was large and expansive. Today we are very, very small. A small heart. Only our children should be happy. She was not the one who had such a... She never had such a narrow mind. If everybody is happy, only we can live in this village. Even if she had no education, she would always tell such wonderful, valuable things. Because mothers like her were there from time immemorial. So India gained such tremendous reputation.
Amazing. Swami is so powerfully mentioning the large-heartedness of the mother.
Yeah.
And in fact, I remember when I was talking to Raman Rao Garu,
yeah,
he was also saying that for him, that revelation of how much loved the mother was by everyone in Prashantriyam. That happened only when he saw the final moments of the mother. Until then, he also never realized that. And he started narrating to me the day of May 6th, 1972. As you mentioned, the summer course was going on. And at 6 o'clock that morning, Parvatamma, Swami's sister, she cried out, "Swami, Swami, mother has fallen down." And that is when Mr. Ramabrahmam, who was the caretaker of the Vrindavan Ashram, you know, he rushed to the scene and he called Dr. Hegde, who was a very close devotee of Bhagwan. Meanwhile, Mr. Ramabrahmam went upstairs, but Swami apparently did not open the door. So, you know, he was restless, he was waiting to tell Swami. So after a while, you know, when he again went up, he was surprised because Swami himself was coming down.
Oh my God.
Coming down, but with a silk sari in his hand. And Bhagwan went straight to the mother's room. Nobody needed to tell him anything. He went straight to the mother's room and he told Venkamma, Bhagwan's sister, "She has achieved what she had sought for." Mother had achieved what she always wanted, a painless Passover. She is extremely fortunate, Bhagwan said.
Oh my God.
She wanted to go
peacefully.
Peacefully. And then Bhagwan covered her body with the silk sari that he had brought. And then all along, Kamavadhani Garu, you know, the Vedic scholar, he was chanting Vedic hymns. And during this time, Swami also perhaps poured that tulsi water into her mouth.
So wonderful.
And what Raman Rao sir said is, what we do not know about this episode is that exact moment when mother called out, "Swami, Swami," you know, what is recorded in the book. And you know, Swami responds, "I am coming, I am coming." And that is a mystery which none of us know, because you know, everyone came to know of the event only when Parvatamma saw mother. But before that, what happened, no one knows.
Very true.
And Bhagwan narrates that how he came and, you know, how he had already blessed the mother.
Yeah.
So we do not know how that happened, when that happened, or was it just a call of the soul and, you know, Bhagwan responded.
Yeah.
You know, she called out and Bhagwan responded.
Bhagwan responded.
It was just perhaps the connection of the soul. We do not know about all that. But what is evident is no one needed to inform Bhagwan about this. Bhagwan came down from his room with the silk sari and he was calm, he was composed. He was absolutely in control of everything. And he says, in fact, within a minute of draping her body with the new cloth, Swami called Raman Rao Garu and he said, "Start immediately for the city market in our van." And Swami said, "Purchase flowers from there, because there will be no flowers in Puttaparthi at this time. All the rural folk in Puttaparthi would like to place flowers on her body. And from the market, you proceed directly to Puttaparthi." And then Swami thrust 100 rupee, 500 rupee notes onto his hand and, you know, gave this instruction. "Acharya's car is there. You immediately go."
Oh my God.
To Raman Rao sir. And Raman Rao sir was, you know, he feeling embarrassed to accept money from Bhagwan, but there was no time, space to tell him anything. Swami just asked him to rush. So he went to the city market and his mind was a muddle as he was going, because, you know, Bhagwan had not given him instructions as to what sort of flowers he used to take. Should he take loose flowers? Should he take garland? You know, how much should he buy? How much can he get for 500 rupees?
Yeah.
All those questions are going on. And once he reached there, he went to one of the shops and, you know, he told that he wanted to buy flowers. And that person asked, "Why you want this flowers?" And he said, "You know, Mother Ishwarama passed away this morning." And that flower owner, flower shop owner, he instantly broke down and he started crying. He was crying inconsolably.
Oh my God.
And, you know, Raman Rao sir was saying, I was shocked. I mean, he never thought that, you know, this is 1970s, that some shop owner in Bangalore city market knows about Ishwarama, and not only that, has so much love for mother that, you know,
he instantaneously broke down.
Yeah, he broke down. Not only that, after that all, you know, there was almost a scene, all the other flower shop owners. The vendors came and, you know, all barrage of questions. How did this happen? When did this happen? You know, how was she yesterday? What did Swami say? All that. So he started telling everything that had happened, and then within 10 minutes, you know, his entire van was filled with all sorts of flowers, because everyone wanted to, you know, want to contribute. Everyone wanted to do something, you know. And he says, he in the end he gave them this 500 rupees, but they were not willing to accept. They said, no, you please accept, because you know others I will get reprimanded from Bhagwan, you know.
Very true.
You please take it as prasadam. And he somehow, you know, thrust that money in their hands. And she was telling, this was an eye opener for me, because I never thought that, you know, people in some, you know, group of shop owners
already it has reached far and wide.
Yes, that's so much. And for him, the greater revelation happened when he came to Puttaparthi. It was simply unbelievable, because he said in those days, if you had a crowd of like 200, 300 people, you know, it was a
huge
good number.
Okay.
It was a good number. It was a sizable audience.
Yeah.
But that day, when he came to Puttaparthi, actually Bhagwan's body was brought by Swami's sisters, Parvatamma and Venkamma. Swami sent Mr. Rama Brahmam along. So, they reached the house of Bhagwan's brother, Janaki Ramaya Garu,
yeah.
Puttaparthi by 10:30 a.m. 6 o'clock that event happened, and you know, by 10:30 a.m.
The body
is in Puttaparthi in Janaki Ramaya Garu's house. And Ramandav sir reached Puttaparthi by 12 with the flowers. And he says, in those couple of hours, the news had spread like wildfire, and thousands had flocked to Puttaparthi from all surrounding villages. I mean, people crying, wailing, you know, who will take care of our problems to Swami? Who is our refuge? Mother helped education for my child. Mother cured my husband. Mother helped my wife. Mother helped my daughter. Who will take care of us? Who will look after us? You know, that was the kind of, you know, people who are just wailing.
Oh my God.
He said, why did you leave us, Amma? All that. She said, I never ever imagined that she was actually the mother of not Bhagwan, mother of so many people.
Correct. She was a silent worker all through her life.
He never realized that, you know, mother was these people's strength, their support, their solace. He thought that it would be a simple burial and a few devotees would come and few relatives would come and, you know, it would just be over. But what he saw was, as he said, it was an absolute revelation. And that, you know, he said, it is only because mother was always concerned about others' welfare. You know, you're saying simple things like if Swami gave her money, especially on Dasara or some Bhagwan's birthday on festival days, she would always give it to the poor and needy. Because she knew that this is what will make Swami happy. Her thing was, I have to make Swami happy.
Very true.
And Swami asks us, what did you do with the money? And if she says, I have given it, Swami will be very happy. And that is exactly what she wanted to do.
Oh my God.
And Ramandav Garu was saying that, I have no doubt, even though Bhagwan has mentioned it so many times, but I can feel, you know, given what Mother Ishwarama was, that she was truly that inspiration behind all those mammoth projects of Bhagwan. Because you could see that how she used to plead with Bhagwan for every little thing. Every little thing.
Yeah. About projects, now we are actually, as you and I, are also the recipients of these mammoth projects.
Yes.
The love. For example, Radio Sai. For example, Institute. We have studied there.
Yes.
We go for the healthcare.
Yes, hospitals.
And all of these are the boons which he asked from Swami.
He asked from Swami.
Because once I remember in 2004 when we performed the first Burakatha, there is one important song, it's a very big song, of Swami actually giving the boons. She's asking the boon from Swami and Swami actually giving it.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular song, out of tension, for the first time we performed, right? So we forgot. And Swami called for an interview. And inside, first thing, we are not bothered with Swami's talking to us. We just want to tell Swami, sorry, Swami, sorry, Swami, Swami. What happened? And Swami, we forgot this song. Swami said, sing. Then we sang the whole song, saying that this you have done, your mother has asked. Swami said, my mother asked long back. I have done long back, sir. Said. Then, what we look at, the admiration, that we adore these projects, but the selflessness behind each one of these projects and the way they have taken shape and the love of Swami for her mother can be seen in these architectural beauties and the way they provide the healthcare, the education, and the safe drinking water as it become eternal actually.
Yes. I think Swami in so many discourses have mentioned this, how mother was the inspiration.
Yeah.
And I think maybe we should listen to Bhagwan's voice.
Yeah, please. It'll be so wonderful.
గురించి నాది నేను చెప్పుకోవటం గొప్పది కాదు.
ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ దట్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు టాక్ అబౌట్ మై సెల్ఫ్.
కానీ ఈ యొక్క శరీరములకు మాతృమూర్తి ఈశ్వరమ్మ ఉండేటువంటిది.
ఫర్ దిస్ బాడీ దేర్ వాజ్ అ మదర్ ఈశ్వరమ్మ.
ఆమె ఎంత మంచి విషయాలు చెప్పేటువంటిది అంటే చాలా గొప్పవి. చదువు రాదు, సంధ్యలు రాదు, ఓనామా అనేది నేర్చుకోలేదు.
షీ వాజ్ అన్ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్, షీ వాజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇల్లిటరేట్, బట్ వాట్ వండర్ఫుల్ థింగ్ షీ ఈస్ టు టెల్.
ఆమెనే మొట్టమొదట స్వామి మన దేశంలో ఎంతో గొప్ప మంది ఉంటారు, కానీ చిన్నపిల్లలు ఆ యొక్క నడుచుకొని బుక్కబట్టాన్ని పోతున్నారంటే నాకు చాలా కంటినీరు కారుస్తుంది. మన గ్రామంలోనే ఒక చిన్న స్కూల్ కట్టించండి స్వామి అని కోరి.
స్వామి, దేర్ ఆర్ మెనీ మెనీ పీపుల్ బట్ లిటిల్ లిటిల్ చిల్డ్రన్ గో వాకింగ్ టు ద స్కూల్ ఇన్ బుక్కపట్నం ఫ్రమ్ అవర్ విలేజ్. స్వామి, కుడ్ యు ప్లీజ్ బిల్డ్ ఎ స్కూల్ ఫర్ ద చిల్డ్రన్.
నా దగ్గర డబ్బు లేదే అన్నాను.
అండ్ ఐ సెడ్ ఐ హావ్ నో మనీ విత్ మీ.
తన మెడలో తీసింది దండ దీన్ని అమ్మేసి కావాల్సింది కట్టండి స్వామి అనింది.
షీ రిమూవ్డ్ ద గోల్డెన్ చైన్ ఫ్రమ్ హర్ నెక్ అండ్ దెన్ షీ సెడ్ సెల్ ఇట్ అండ్ దెన్.
తొందరపడద్దు, నేను నిన్ను పరీక్ష చేయడం కోసం నేను అడిగాను, నేను తప్ప కట్టిస్తానన్నాను.
డోంట్ బి హేస్టీ, ఐ జస్ట్ వాంటెడ్ టు టెస్ట్ యు.
రెండవ దినమే పునాది వేశాను.
ఐ షల్ బిల్డ్ ద స్కూల్ ఆన్ ద సెకండ్ డే.
వారం లోపలనే కొట్టం తయారైపోయింది.
ద ఫౌండేషన్ వాజ్ లేడ్ అండ్ ఇన్ వన్ వీక్
పిల్లలందరినీ స్కూల్లో చేర్చాను.
వన్ వీక్ ఇట్ వాస్ కంప్లీట్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద చిల్డ్రన్ వర్ అడ్మిటెడ్ టు ద స్కూల్.
ఒక వారం అయిన తర్వాత
ఆఫ్టర్
తృప్తి అయింది నీకు అని అడిగాను.
ఐ ఆస్క్డ్ హర్ ఆర్ యు నౌ సాటిస్ఫైడ్.
కానీ తృప్తిగా చెప్పడం లేదు.
షీ డిడ్ సే షీ వాస్ హ్యాపీ.
కానీ కొంచెం తృప్తి అయింది, కానీ ఇంకా కొంచెం కాలేదు స్వామి అని.
She said, I'm somewhat satisfied, but there's something more.
ఏం కాలేదు నీకు అన్నాను.
What is it? You tell me.
చిన్న పిల్లలకు జలుబు దగ్గు ఇలాంటివంతా వస్తుంటే ఆ బుక్ పట్టిన ఆసుపత్రికి ఆ తల్లు ఏడ్చుకుంటూ తీసుకుని పోతుంటే వీళ్ళు ఇక్కడి నుంచి నడిచే లోపలనే వాళ్ళకి ఏమైపోతుందో అని బాధపడుతున్నాను. ఆ చిన్న హాస్పిటల్ ఒకటి మన గ్రామంలో కట్టించండి అనింది.
When little children have little ailments like cold and fever and all that, the mothers should walk to Bukkapattam and take them. And in the meanwhile, anything can happen. Swami, could you please build a hospital for these little ones?
But a hospital kuda ok chinnadi kattincharu.
So I built a small hospital here.
Ee vidhanga okoti okoti pavitramaitundi oka prajalaku upayogamayetundiga bodhincheetundi varu.
So she was a person who should tell things which were for the good of all mankind.
Swami, mana gramamlo maatrame undi prayojanam kaadu, anni gramamlo variki kuda aanandanni andinchu.
Swami, it is not enough if it is in our own village. All the villages should have these facilities.
కనుక ప్రతి మానవుడు కూడా సుఖంగా ఉండాలి.
Every man should be happy.
After hearing Swami telling about mother, yes, selflessness and the way she has asked boon for the welfare of the society,
yes,
really it's like a speechless state.
Yes,
because every I have done Burakatha, but every dialogue actually I can relive every moment now actually. From that Burakatha I have selected for the show, I have selected a song, but I was feeling how beautiful it was to present,
yes,
Swami's own mother story to Swami.
Yes, that's absolutely, absolutely.
This is one song which was also liked by Bhagavan, and many times he has asked us to sing. It's called Enta Goppa Intivamma Sadviro Ishwaramma. Evaru Saati Leru Neeku Jagatilona Devudamma. And just give a gist of the whole song meaning.
Yeah.
Enta Goppa Intivamma, how great you are. Nobody else can match with you in this whole of universe. You are the epitome of womanhood. And then అడిగితే అంబరాన్ని దించడా నేస్తుడు. మీన్స్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆస్క్ యువర్ సన్ టు గెట్ ద స్కై టు డౌన్, స్కై టు ఎర్త్, విల్ హి నాట్ డూ దట్? అడగకనే ఇచ్చేవాడు అసలైన దేవుడు. మీన్స్ వితౌట్ ఆస్కింగ్ ద వన్ హూ గివ్స్ హీఈస్ ద రియల్ గాడ్. అంబరం నాకొద్దు, సంబరం నాకొద్దు. ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ స్కై, ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ యువర్ సెలబ్రేషన్స్. ఊరి వారి సౌఖ్యమే అష్టైశ్వర్యాలు. వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ద విలేజ్ అండ్ వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ద పీపుల్ ఇన్ ద విలేజ్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ వెల్త్ ఫర్ మీ. ఓకే, చీనీ చీనాంబరం నాకంటుంది. దట్ ఈస్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ శారీ, దట్ ఈస్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఆర్నమెంట్ ఫర్ మీ. ఐ కెన్ ఎవర్ హ్యావ్
వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ద పీపుల్.
వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ద పీపుల్. సో దట్స్ వాట్ వీ హావ్ సీన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ క్లిప్ వేర్ భగవాన్ సేస్ ద మ్యామోత్ ప్రాజెక్ట్స్ వీఆర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ టుడే అండ్ వీఆర్ ఎ కాంటెంపరీ ఆఫ్ దట్ లవ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హర్. సో జస్ట్ విల్ ప్లే
సాంగ్. యూ హ్యావ్ దట్ సాంగ్?
యా, విల్ ప్లే దట్ సాంగ్.
ఎంత గొప్ప ఇంటివమ్మ సాధిరో ఈశ్వరం ఎంత గోపయింతివం సాధిరో ఈశ్వరం ఎవరు సాటిలేరు నీకు జగతిలోన దేవుడం ఎంత గోపయింతివం సాధిరో ఈశ్వరం అడిగితే అంబరాన్ని దించడా ముంగిట నీ సుతుడు అడిగితే అంబరాన్ని దించడా ముంగిట నీ సుతుడు అడగకనే ఇచ్చువాడు అసలైన దేవుడు అడగకనే ఇచ్చువాడు అసలైన దేవుడు అంబరం నాకొద్దు సంబరం నాకొద్దు అంబరం నాకొద్దు సంబరం నాకొద్దు వారి సౌఖ్యమే అష్టైశ్వర్యాలు వారి సౌఖ్యమే అష్టైశ్వర్యాలు చీని చీనాంబరాలు నా కంటి ఎంత గోపయింతివం సాధిరో ఈశ్వరం
సాధిరో ఈశ్వరం. అమేజింగ్. ఐ మీన్ ది ఐ థింక్ ఫర్ ఎనీ సన్ you know, listening to their mother is always such a cherished experience. But you know, when you have a mother
of that sort
of such sterling virtues,
yeah,
and you can imagine, you know, the Bhagwan becomes a small child.
Yeah, I feel always like when Bhagwan gives discourse and talks about Indian women or motherhood, actually he can have his mother standing beside and says, just be like her.
Yes.
Like, yes. That is the way actually Swami has shown all of us that those are the qualities which are required to make him happy.
Yes.
And to lead a life of that sort. Now, if you see everything in Puttaparthi, the way it has grown, the way it has been to people of local people,
yes,
of Puttaparthi, is nothing but her blessing.
Yes.
And her boons, which came fruitful, which became fruitful.
Absolutely. The very fact that Swami stayed on in Puttaparthi is also her boon.
Yeah, exactly. Swami has given a word to her that I will stay back in Puttaparthi, I'll not go anywhere.
Yes.
Even if I go, I'll go for some days. Yeah. And that happened during the East Africa trip.
Yes.
She has asked Swami, don't go, please leave. Don't leave Puttaparthi and go.
Yes.
Please Swami, stay back with us. And the beauty, because we are experiencing every moment, actually we can just go back and give all the credit to her.
Yes.
Because some of the clips, Swami also mentions that, you know, whatever I am today, it's because of her. Otherwise, where is Satya Sai Baba?
Yes.
So he has given lot of importance to mother, and because there is, as we were mentioning in the initial stage of the show, that, you know, there is what you say in Krita Yuga, Aditi.
Yes.
What kind of a happiness she got from her son, we don't know.
Yes.
In Treta Yuga, Kausalya had to live without Rama for 14 years.
Yes.
In Dwapara Yuga, Yashoda gave birth, but actually she couldn't come out as a real mother.
Correct.
And in the case of Shirdi Baba, here is a mother who gave birth, but she has to go along with her husband in the forest.
Correct.
And here is Swami, who has taken birth, and Mother Ishwaramma became mother.
Yes.
Means he has taken care, like how an eyelid protects the eye.
Yes.
That is how she has been taking care of Swami. She has taken care of Swami, and she has left him to the whole world.
Wow.
That's a grand gift
of the mother.
Yeah. There is one beautiful song, like we are actually asking Ishwaramma to come back,
mm-hmm,
just to see the grandeur of Pati, how your son has taken it to it.
Mother,
what level?
Come and see what your son has done to the world.
Please come back once and see how your Puttaparthi looks like.
Wow.
So it's called Okkasari Maralanubu Puttavamma Ishwaramma.
ఒక్కసారి మరల నువ్వు పుట్టవమ్మ ఈశ్వరమ్మ ఒక్కసారి మరల నువ్వు పుట్టవమ్మ కలలు గన్న పట్టి ఎంత మారిపోయిందో చూడవమ్మ ఒక్కసారి మరల నువ్వు పుట్టవమ్మ
ఎప్పుడో స్వామి నీకు మాటిచ్చను గురుతుందా, ఎప్పుడో స్వామి నీకు మాటిచ్చను గురుతుందా, పుట్టపత్తి మరో తిరుపతవుతుందని కదా, పుట్టపత్తి మరో తిరుపతవుతుందని కదా, ఘనపరపతి పెరిగెను మరి తిరుపతి కన్నా, ఘనపరపతి పెరిగెను మరి తిరుపతి కన్నా, వారణాసిని మించెను షిరిడిని మరిపించెను, వినవమ్మ ఒక్కసారి ఒక్కసారి మరలను, రైలు బండి తిరిగెను విమానాలు ఎగిరెను, రైలు బండి తిరిగెను విమానాలు ఎగిరెను, రహదారులు వేసెను రాజమార్గం ఏర్పడెను, రహదారులు వేసెను రాజమార్గం ఏర్పడెను, రవాణా సౌకర్యము దయమున సమకూరెను, పత్తివాసులంతా సత్య సాయికి మొక్కి మోకరిల్లెను.
Wow. So we are saying, Mother, that Mother, please come and see how Puttaparthi has transformed so much.
Yeah. It is like, in the song it's mentioned that once upon a time you asked it since Swami, can this Puttaparthi become like Tirupati?
Mm-hmm.
Now come and see, it has become. Varanasi is here. It has crossed the way Shirdi has developed.
Yes.
It is, Tirupati is right in front of your eyes.
Wow.
You can come and see. రైలు బండి తిరిగాను, ట్రైన్స్ ఆర్ రన్నింగ్, విమానాలు ఎగిరేను, ప్లేన్స్ ఆర్ కమింగ్ అండ్ గోయింగ్, రహదారులు వేసాను, హైవేస్ ఆర్ కమ్ అప్. కెన్ యూ కమ్ వన్స్ అండ్ సీ ద గ్రాండియర్ ఆఫ్ పుట్టపర్తి ఓ మదర్? అండ్ ఆల్ ది పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ పుట్టపర్తి ఆర్ జస్ట్ పేయింగ్ ఒబేసాన్స్ టు యువర్ సన్. అట్లీస్ట్ విట్నెస్ దట్ వన్స్ కెన్ యూ కమ్ అండ్
వావ్.
యజుర్మందిరం నివాసుడు యజ్ఞయాగ క్రతుపోషకుడు పత్తిపురి పరమేశుడు సత్యసాయీషుడు నీసుతుడు.
Wow, I love the way it ends. Nisutudu, it ends with that.
He is staying in Yajur Mandir. He is the one who takes care of all the rituals, yajnas, yagas. Yajna yaga kratuposhakudu, patipuri parameshwarudu, satya sahishudu, Nisutudu.
Who is he?
He is your son. At least to see all this now once, can you come back?
Wow, amazing. Beautiful. You know, Arinsai, I was talking to Ratanlal Amma that day, and I asked her, Amma, is there one virtue of Mother Isharamma that you would want everyone to cultivate, every lady in the world to emulate?
What? I think I should give credit to you because such a beautiful question you have put.
Yeah, so let us listen to what Amma said. You know,
yeah.
I want you to listen it in her voice.
Wow.
But if there is one virtue of Mother Isharamma that you would want everyone to cultivate, every lady in the world to cultivate,
I tell you what is written in the Shastra about the woman of the house, it was all in Isharamma.
Wow.
She was an example of womanhood.
She was living the scriptures.
Yes, absolutely. I would say that. At least that was my feeling. I don't know about other people. I had a great respect for her. I had a great love for her.
So that is coming from her. Someone who has seen Bhagwan for 50-60 years. Someone who has interacted with Mother.
She summed it up saying she is a living scripture.
Yes, if you want to see an Indian woman to the T, following Indian scriptures to the T, that is Mother Isharamma. I think that really sums up everything.
Living scripture on 2 feet.
Yes. And I think that really explains why the Lord chose her, why Swami loves her, and why the very mention of his name always made the Lord so emotional.
Merit Rubisho. Now, I have said many times that Swami himself in many discourses has mentioned that without her, what he is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this one particular clip,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, Swami had showered his grace on all of us, maybe in this way, of maybe we are getting a chance to listen. So,
yes,
just we'll play for betterment of us as well as for the whole world about what he has to say about his mother.
తల్లులు పూజలు చేయటం చేతనే, తల్లి యొక్క ప్రోద్బలం చేతనే, తల్లి యొక్క భక్తి ప్రపత్తుల చేతనే మహనీయుల యొక్క గుణములు పెరుగుతూ వచ్చాయి.
Likewise, depth of devotion, the intensity of sincerity of the mother, that is responsible for the greatness of the child.
కనుక తల్లిదండ్రులను మనం ఏనాటి కూడా దూషించకూడదు.
We should never criticize our parents.
తల్లిదండ్రులను మనం ఏనాటి కూడా ఆశ్రయంగా పలకూడదు.
We should never make fun of our parents.
తల్లి యొక్క మహత్తరమైన శక్తి ఆ యొక్క హృదయంలో ఉంటుంటది.
The power of the mother is right there in her heart.
మాతృమూర్తిని గౌరవించుతూ రావాలి.
You should revere your mother.
ఆమె యొక్క కీర్తి మీ యొక్క జగత్ వ్యాప్తిగా వస్తుంది.
It is only her greatness that would make
వాళ్ళ చదువులు సంధ్యలు ఉండనక్కర్లేదు.
They may not be educated.
అలాంటి చదువులు లేనటువంటి యొక్క ఈశ్వరమ్మ ఈ పుట్టబతికి ఇన్ని విధమైనటువంటి గొప్పతనం చేపించింది.
Uneducated mother ఈశ్వరమ్మ has given birth to the Lord God.
కాని ఈనాడు ఆ పుట్టిన స్థానాన్ని వదిలిపెడుతున్నారు.
But today what's happening elsewhere? People are
ఈశ్వరమ్మ పేరు మర్చిపోతున్నారు.
They are forgetting their native land.
ఈశ్వరమ్మ కన్నటువంటి కుమారుడిని మాత్రము గొప్పగా పొగుడుతున్నారు.
People have forgotten ఈశ్వరమ్మ. But ఈశ్వరమ్మ చేయి భగవాన్ ఈస్ ప్రైజ్.
ఈశ్వరమ్మ లేకపోతే ఈ యొక్క గొప్ప శక్తి ఎక్కడి నుంచి వచ్చింది?
Where is భగవాన్ when there is no ఈశ్వరమ్మ?
కనుక తల్లి కీర్తించి మనం ఎప్పుడు కూడా కాపాడుతూ రావాలి.
Therefore one should uphold, one should revere, adore.
తల్లిని మనం ఏమాత్రం కూడా కించించపరచకూడదు.
You should never insult your parents.
ఈ విధంగా జరుగుతూ వచ్చినటువంటి సత్యసాయి యొక్క ప్రభావము.
This has been the message in the life of Bhagwan Sri Satsai Baba.
Wow, that was absolutely, it is so powerful. The Lord Almighty Himself is telling, who am I without the mother?
Exactly.
Where am I without the mother?
Like, what is the role for each individual in actually taking care of his parents?
Yes.
And how one should lead his life is what Swami has shown by living his life in that way. That way he says, my life is my message.
Absolutely. If even for the Lord, whom we adore as the Lord Almighty, as the cosmic consciousness, if He also places the mother at such a high pedestal, and then we have to think, if we call ourselves as the devotees of such a Lord.
Exactly. It's like Dasharatha gave a boon to Kaikeyi, and that if that has to fructify, Rama has to go for exile.
Yes.
He has done it.
Yes.
And Swami has done it.
Yes.
Swami has done it in every possible way to please his mother.
Yes. And if we call ourselves as Bhagwan's devotees, then I think this is something worthwhile for us to reflect on. You know, when Bhagwan himself had this much of reverence, respect and deep love and gratitude for the mother, then what we should be doing in our lives, how deep is our relationship with our mother? How much do we love our mother? How much are we stretching ourselves to make our parents happy, our mothers happy?
Yeah.
I think that is something for all of us to reflect. And I think this is something which will make not only our own earthly mothers happy, it will make Mother Ishwarama happy, it will make the mother of the entire universe happy.
1,000 mothers love Swami
happy. And I think that is something for us to perhaps ruminate on as we celebrate not only the occasion of Ishwaramma every day, but as we live every day looking at our mothers.
Very true.
And looking at the picture of Bhagwan in our lives. Thank you very much, Arvind sir. I know we can go on talking about the mother. I really feel Mother Ishwaram has always fascinated me, and I'm really so grateful to you that, you know, you could also come for this program and share your thoughts. You've had such beautiful moments with Bhagwan, and I really thank Bhagwan for giving us this opportunity to be of some service and present this program on this beautiful Thursday. Dear listeners, thank you so much for being with us. I know it's already late, it's already 10:20, but we could not contain our enthusiasm to go on and finish, at least share whatever we thought we could share with you on this glorious life of the mother. If you have any queries or comments, please feel free to share. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. Before we draw the curtains, I would like to sincerely thank all of you and place Arvind Sai and myself, place our sincere gratitude at the lotus feet of Bhagwan for having given us this opportunity of sharing His love and His message. Let us immerse ourselves in His love, His music, His glory and His breath. Let us make our lives His breath. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.
You just heard part 2 of our program Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. This episode was first aired on 8th May 2014 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthi Nilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.